And now today's No Sweat News. These are the stories that could get you some concert tickets on Friday's quiz. The Five Finger Death Punch Breaking Benjamin show presented by The Rat.
That's pretty sweet. That's a nice, exciting show right there.
Dateline Maine for story number one, Dave.
Oh.
Police in the city of Kittery, Maine have issued a special notice to the public to remind them that state law requires headlights on all motorized vehicles driven on their busy highways.
Okay.
Why? Well, because a 26-year-old guy was just busted riding a Vespa-type scooter in the middle of the night using only his cell phone as his bike's headlight.
Oh, jeez.
You know, with the lit up.
Of course.
Flash thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They're saying the dude is lucky to be alive.
He's lucky to be alive just because he's riding a Vespa.
There is that.
Let's be honest. Those things aren't exactly made to withstand punishment.
Wouldn't say they're the safest vehicles on the planet. So just make sure you have a working headlight and stop using your cell phone as a flashlight while driving at night on the roads.
Or ride a real motorcycle like a Harley.
Well, that would be nice, too.
You know what I'm saying? I'm Vespa.
If the guy can't afford fixing his headlight, I don't know if the Harley is going to be. But maybe. Maybe if you save up.
Okay.
Maybe if you save up.
I mean, it's like some 1970s Italian movie that you wear. You ride a Vespa.
So was he going like one-handed? Because he would have to hold the cell phone up with one hand to light his way.
Yeah, probably.
And then.
Yeah, he must have been. Or unless he, like, duct taped it. And if he did that, then that's a Patty McDonald move.
That's a serious.
My dad's been known to MacGyver everything with duct tape.
Well, yeah, I hear that. I hope he had it plugged into some USB somewhere, because that'll drain your battery.
True.
Now, natural light beer is the subject of story number two.
Ah.
They have a very interesting contest going on right now. Anyone can submit their resume to Natural Light through a website, Natty Race resume at naturallight.com.
Okay.
What do they do with your resume? Well, if they pick you, they will paint your resume on the side of a car that will run in NASCAR's South Point 400 in September.
That's awesome. This is a great promotion.
You can have your resume on the side of a NASCAR vehicle.
I love this.
It's number 37, Chris Buescher. And it will mark the very first time that Natty Light could possibly help someone get a job. Because usually it's...
Oh, yeah.
Pretty
much ascribe me failing out of college due to
Natty Light, right.
Yeah.
Or Milwaukee's best in my case.
The problem is that your resume will be going by prospective employers at about 200 miles an hour, in which case that's like a Davy Mac resume. Usually mine are land on the employer's desk, and within 0.7 seconds, they're tossed into the garbage can.
Natty Race resume at naturallight.com.
So I like the idea.
Right?
Creative.
And now, Dateline, California, for story number three. On Sunday evening, a couple in their late 60s in Palo Alto, California, got woken up in the middle of the night by a burglar in their house. The young man, a mere 17 years old, had cut through a screen door to get in their house and held them at, I don't know, pinpoint or something?
Pinpoint!
Something woke them up. What was the young man trying to steal?
Milk.
Their Wi-Fi password.
Oh, shoot.
He had run out of data, and he was trying to get their Wi-Fi password, and he was going to steal it from them. They just had to tell him what it was.
Okay.
Now,
you didn't have to do all this, and can you fix my door now?
Those things tend to be 16-bit encryption. You kind of have to look for them somewhere, you know, maybe on the router by climbing underneath the furniture.
Yeah.
And so while one of them went and found the password, the other one called the police. So that didn't work out.
He might be addicted to the internet a little too much.
He ran out of data, Dave.
Okay.
I mean, it was a couple of days until the month turned over. It was Sunday night.
Yeah. Understood.
You wouldn't break into someone's house?
No. That's when, you know, you can go outside, go for a walk.
Breathe some fresh air.
Yeah.
All right.
And Instagram's not going to melt when you just because you haven't checked it in an hour.
But I have to like Kim Kardashian's latest post.
No, you don't. That's the thing.
That's today's No Sweat News. Five Finger Death Punch tickets on Friday's quiz.